Today's daf is daf samach ches. So we had been discussing the topic of when a person's involved in a doing some type of ma'isa with a chefsa shel iser, something that's achal asur machal asuros, like chametz versus chadash. So there was machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim where we're concerned that might lead to someone eating it. If you're involved in bedikas chametz, you might come to eat it. If you're involved in dealing with the chadash, you might come to eat it. So the Mishnah had said that according to Rabbi Meir said that he says a person should not be involved in Chadash lest he come to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda says he can. We're not choshesh he's going to eat it. But by Chametz we have the opposite, that Rabbi Yehuda was choshesh he might come to eat it, and Chachamim were not choshesh. So the Gemara ends up saying that even though normally Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh by Chametz, he might come to eat it. By Chadash, she's not concerned because he's doing it through a shino, and the shino is going to remind him not to eat from it. So the Gemara had said, that makes sense about, let's take this, I'm just explaining the background right now. So the Gemara says, some of the background here, so a shino will help you remember it. So the Gemara says, that makes sense when it comes to the ksira. So now back inside, the Gemara says, let's review Samech Chesam and Aleph, Amar Le'Abaye, two lines down. Tinech Ketzira, this makes sense, Ketzira, you do it through a shinoi by changing the way you do this. But Tchina V'arkada Ma'ik L'meimer, when you grind it, when you do sifting, where's the shinoi there? The Gemara says, Holokashia, Tchina B'rechai D'yada. That's not a problem. The Tchina was done with some handheld grinder, which is a shinoi that reminds him not to eat it. It's Chadash. Harkada Gavi Nafa, they would do the sifting in a shinoi way as well, the different type of utensil they would use. So then the Gemara says, what about Beis HaShlachim, Desharya Ketzira? What about the Beis HaShlachim, the fields that irrigation was used as opposed to relying on the rain, but it was an area that was very dry, and therefore they had to bring hoses and pipes to water the property. So there, apparently the lach is the Sharia Ketzira. They're allowed to do a full normal Ketzira using a sickle and not a shinui. It's not in the Mishnah, tells us later on. We're going to learn Kotin Beis HaShlachim Shebamakim. They allow you to cut normally any of the grains that might be in the shkoyach, any of the grains that might be in the shlachim, in these irrigation fields, of a logotion, but they don't allow you to tie it up together. So just take a look at Rashi, two narrow lines down. Kotin Beis HaShlachim Shebamakim. The chayvin, the sod, the yevesha, he's into the land, the field is very dry, naturally. If you let the grain stay in the ground after it's already been ripe, it's going to get destroyed and lost. So because of the hefzed, they allow you to cut quickly with a sickle. So there's a special hefzed to use a sickle there, but they don't let you tie it together because that's already unnecessary to do. Once it's been cut, it's not going to get ruined anymore. So cut it and leave it there on the field. But we see from this, though, you're allowed to do a regular ketzira. So maybe they're going to come to eat the grains while they're doing the ketzira. There's no shinoi. We don't want you to do a shinoi by Beis HaShlachim. We want to do a regular cutting with a sickle to make it more efficient. So what's the heter there if there's no shinoi? My Ikal HaMemer asks the Gemara. So El Amar Bai says a different explanation. Chadash Badu Minei, Chametz Lo Badu Minei. The difference is people's attitude towards the Isser. Chametz that people eat all year round, every single day, and then finally comes Pesach, Erev Pesach, he's going to take a piece of bread and find it. He might come to eat it because by habit, he thinks that's something that's allowed. As opposed to Chadash, where all year round he wasn't able to eat Chadash, he's used to eating freshly ground flour. He knows it looks differently, I guess. He's comfortable with separating from having Chadash, so just because he's involved in cutting the Chadash, he'll already be used to not eating such produce. And that's why there's no Chashash by the Chadash, but there's a Chashash by the Chametz. So Gemara says, now that makes sense. Amarava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. Was this only a question according to Rabbi Yehuda? But the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan lo Kasha, there was no contradiction within the opinions of Rabbanan. There was also contradiction with them, because Rabbanan in the Mishnah said that you are allowed to cut the Chadash. You're not allowed to cut the Chadash. We're concerned you might come to eat it. But they said you can do bedikas chametz, so why aren't you concerned you might eat the chametz like they're concerned by eating the chadash? So El Amar Rava says, there is no contradiction in Kiddush Hanina, like we already answered, and Rabbanan also Lokasha, there is no contradiction. What's the difference? Hu atzmo mechazer lav lesorfo mechel achol minei. Meaning normally Rabbanan say there is a chashash, a person might come to eat a davar iser if he's involved in it. But when it comes to chametz, your whole intent on finding the chametz is to burn it. So you're finding it to burn it. You're holding the candle there, ready to burn it almost. You're going to come to then eat it. You're reminded by what your purpose is not to eat it. And therefore, there's a heter to do bedikas chametz, even on Pesach itself. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Rabbi Huda lo kasha, kemach kali. He says, no, there's no kasha at all. Normally, Rabbi Huda is choshesh, you might come to eat it, but why is he matir the case of chadash? Because kemach kali, what does that mean? Kemach kali, Rashi says, kemach kali tanan, de'ein ruin lachila. We're talking about roasting flour, that's not edible. Kemach ke'ein, kemach shalanu, kemach haba mitfua shenisyavsha betanur. Apparently, it's not edible. And therefore, there's no concern by the chadash. Ravashi is really a mistake. We have to erase it. The Gemara oftentimes says a statement of Ravashi is bedusa berusi. He made a mistake. What was the mistake? Tenach mikali ve'elech. That makes sense. Once you've roasted the flour, at that point no one eats roasted flour. So that makes sense. You could be involved in that process at that stage. There's no chashash. But ad kali ma'ik lememer. But every stage before that, when you're cutting the wheat apparently is somewhere, or the barley is somewhat edible at that point. Rashi says ad kali ma'ik lememer. When you start cutting the grain, it's apparently edible then. So what's the reminder there that he's not going to eat it? So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me, because he's doing the cutting in a different way, he's doing a shino, it's going to remind him, so then, when it comes to irrigation fields, where he's not allowed to do a shinoi, where he does the regular katsira, what's the reminder over there? Se'ela hadar v'ashu bedusi, must be he's incorrect, and therefore what we rely on is the explanation of that that we're saying that chadash people are badal minei, and that's why Rabbi Huda allows you to be involved in the process of cutting the omer.
Who said that Ravashi wrote the Gemara? Who says Ravashi is
right? That's a fair question. Could be the Sevarayim or something like that. So the Mishnah now tells us, Mishakarev HaOmer, when the Omer was brought, Hutter Chadash Miyad. Chadash, wherever the Chadash may be found, it's all permitted immediately. Harachokin Mutarin Mechatos Hayom Ulahalam. Those who are far away from the Beis HaMikdash are able to safely assume that the by at least Chatzos, the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, made sure the carbon was brought. So even though they didn't find out whether it was actually brought, noon is a safe time to assume it was brought, and they could start eating their chadash automatically becomes yashan and permitted. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so there's no longer any karbanos, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was masakin, he created a din derabanan. We'll see in a second whether that's really derabanan or not. But in Pashup Shad is even masakin a din derabanan. Shehe Yom Hanaf Kula Asr. The Yom Hanaf, the day of the waving, because they'd wave the Omer, Tnufa of the Omer, so it's called Yom Hanaf, the day of the waving, the entire day would be Asr. You can't eat it until nightfall of the 16th. Just to be clear, Chol HaMoed Pesach, the first day is the 16th of Nisan. So not until the end of the 16th of Nisan would be permitted to have the Chadash turning into Yashan. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "V'alo min haTorah hu aser." It's not a din derabanan. The Torah itself tells us that you can't eat until the completion of the 16th day of Nisan. Shenemar ad etzam hayom hazeh. Until the completion of the day, you can't eat it. Mipnei ma. So then the Mishnah goes back to what we had said before. Mipnei ma harachok and mutar mechatzos hayom hu lahalom. How come those who are far from the Beis HaMikdash are allowed to eat after chatzos? Shouldn't they wait for the carbon to be brought? So says the Mishnah, Mipnei Shehein Yod, and they know with certainty, Shein Bezdin Mesatzin Bo. They know Bezdin won't delay the bring of it, and by Chatzos it for sure has been brought, and therefore they could eat the Chadash, which again turns into Yashan, after noon. So says the Gemara, Rav Ushmuel Damir Tevaya, both of them hold. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Omer Matir, when the Beis HaMikdash is up, so then the carbon Omer is Matir, all the Chadash. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, so then Heyer Mizrach, Matir. So the sun rising on Chol HaMoed morning, the first day of Chol HaMoed on the 16th in the morning, that's already mutter. My time. Trei Kroi Ksivi, it says two psukim. Kosev ad heviyacham. One pasuk says until you bring the carbon omer. That's Bizman HaMikdash. Uksiv ad etzem hayom hazeh. One means until the day. So ad etzem hayom hazeh in this Gemara implies, look at Rashi, ad etzem hayom hazeh is ad mare hayom, until the day appears, meaning the morning, because of ad v'lo ad b'chlal, until but not including. Meaning while the Mishnah, we'll see later on, but the Mishnah sounds like ad etzem hayom hazeh means until the entire day goes, until the end of the day. This Gemara says ad means in the beginning of the day, ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So you have two psukim. One says Haviyachem and one says Adet Samayamazeh. Okay, so how do we reconcile this contradiction? Kan Bisman Shabbat Samikdash Kaim. When the base of Mikdash is up, it's the carbon omer, it's the Haviyachem, the bring of the omer with Matir. Kan Bisman Shain Bais HaMikdash Kaim. When there is no base of Mikdash, it's based on Adet Samayamazeh, which according to this Gemara means until the beginning of the day, the morning of the 16th. That's Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Damri Tirvaya, both of them say, Afril Bisman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim, Heyer Mizrach Matir. They hold even when there's a base HaMikdash, and even when the carbon's brought, it's the sun rising, which is Matir the Chadash, even before the carbon Omer. So how do they deal with the Pasuk Vaksiv Ad HaViyachem? It says, until you bring the carbon. That's Lemitzvah. Meaning Lemitzvah, one should ideally wait until the carbon. But if one didn't have the self-control, one was really, really hungry, so then B'dievet, you could rely on the earliest man of Heyer Mizrach, on the rising of the sun. So then the Gemara says, Misha Karv, the quotes from the Mishnah, Misha Karv HaOmer Huter Chadash Miyat. The Mishnah says above that when the carbon Omer is brought, everything's permitted immediately. So we see it's Tali on the carbon. So the Gemara says that's also Lemitzvah. Lemitzvah, one should wait for the carbon. But again, B'dieved, if you need, you could already go back to the sun rising. Then the Gemara says, HaOmer HaYamatir B'Medina V'Shteh Lechem B'Mikdash. The Mishnah number base is going to tell us that the carbon Omer is Matir, food in the Medina, everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and Shteh Lechem in the base of Mikdash. So we see that carbon Omer is the Matir. So the Gemara says that's only Lemitzvah. But again, B'dieved, you can rely on the sunrise. Sure, exact Shavuos, yeah. Well, we'll see the Mishnah in just a moment.
Is there an oila also? How many carbon is it given?
For the carbon omer, just the carbon omer?
No,
yeah, I don't think so. So now the going to the Gemara at the top of Amr Beis. Gemara asks, Misha Chara Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Shehi Yom Hanaf Kula Aser. And Misha taught us that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a number of takanas, I think a total of 10 takanas, the Gemara says. One of these takanas were that the Yom Hanaf, the day of the Arm Omer, it was called Chag HaOmer also. The Medrash refers to first day of Chol HaMoed is Chag HaOmer. It was called a special Yantif, Yom HaHanaf. So that entire day was Aser to eat Chadash. My time, and why did he say wait the whole day? Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Mirtz Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt soon. The Omer, they're going to say, Eshtake last year when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Mila Chalne Beher Mizrach. We ate to the sunrise. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We ate at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hashanami Nechavel. And now this year, there's a Beis HaMikdash. They're going to say, 6 a.m. in the morning, like last year, we'll eat right away. And they don't know, Lo Yada Di Eshtake Lahave Omer. That's because last year there's no carbon Omer. So that's why we relied on Heyer Mizrach Matir. The sunrise was the Heter. But Hash, but now that there's a Beis HaMikdash, Diika Omer, where there's a carbon Omer, Omer Matir, and they'd be eating too soon. So in order to avoid that from happening, they said, you know what? You should wait the entire day, even when there's no carbon Omer. So then the Gemara says, now, based on this, if you really think, the only idea of waiting for the carbon omer is only a mitzvah. But really, mikadin, you can rely on sunrise. So mishum mitzvah, lekim alegzer. So even if next year, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and they eat it after sunrise, they still, there's not a problem. It's only in the mitzvah to wait till omer. But really, you can rely on the sunrising. So why is it a big deal? They make a gzerah that the whole day is aser, just to prevent the guy from eating too early, because he's violating the mitzvah, even though really Mika didn't he's allowed to eat after sunrise. We'll make gezeres. We'll make gezeres when there's an iser involved. Not when a guy's going to miss a lichachila and have a bidyevit only. That's not enough ground for making a gezera. So we see from this that the concept is not really true. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai does not hold that Heyer Mizrach is a heter, and carbon omer is only a mitzvah. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we see Rav Yochanan Zakkai is Beshitas Rav Yehuda Amra. He holds like Rav Yehuda, Damar Minat Torah, Aser, Shenemar, Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, Ad Yitzuma Shayom, meaning Kesavra Ad Vad Bechlal. Up until this point, we assumed Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh was until the beginning of the day. Sunrise is really the real Heter. And Karban Omer is only Lemitzvah. Rav Yochanan Zakkai holds like Rav Yehuda that no, Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh means the entire day. You have to wait for the whole day to end, and that's why he says differently. So when there's no Beis HaMikdash, he says, if it's no Beis HaMikdash, then you have to go to the pasuk of Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, which means Yom Hanaf Kul, that entire day is Aser. That's his understanding. He holds like Rav Yehuda.
In the Torah, Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh, when you bring it, By Noach, it's Anat Samayim was saying went to the Teva.
There are a few places it says it. By Yom Kippur it says as well.
It's not the end of the day. It's the meetings in the...
The good Raya. So he argues, I guess, in that interpretation. Certainly by this application. I'm not sure what he says by those. Now, Mik Savar Lakavase, who does he really hold? Does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really agree to Rabbi Yehuda? That's a din d'oraisa ad etzem yom hazeh, means you have to wait until the day is over, and then it's and only then is it mutter. From Miflek Paligaleh, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that they argue with each other? Ditznan. The Mishnah and Amr Alf taught us. Mishnah Chara Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehe Yom Hanav Kul Aser. He was misakin at Din Derabanan that the entire day is Aser, while Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Halo Minatoru Aser, he thought it was a Din Deraisa, Dichsiv Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh. So there's machlokas whether it's a Din Deraisa or Din Derabanan. So Gemara says no. Rabbi Yehuda who dekatoi, Rabbi Yehuda misunderstood, he mistaked, who disavar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, made a mistake, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mid derabanan kamar. He thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was holding it's a din derabanan. Velohi, that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying it's a mid deraisa, that yom hanav kula aser kamar. So where did he go wrong? Vaha hiskin katani? He was right. Did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make a takana? Takana always indicates a din derabanan. So where is the mistake? He said he is hiskin. So where is that din deraisa? So Gemara says, my hiskin, darish for hiskin. He was darish the pasuk ad etzem yom hazeh, and he was masakein based on the din deraisa. He didn't create a tekana. He just, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, for those few hundred years, they didn't need the pasuk at all because they had a carbon omer. So when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he had to look back, what do you do now? He was darish. He found the pasuk ad etzem yom hazeh, and was masakein the din deraisa of what it's supposed to be like without a Beis HaMikdash. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. But in the end of the day, they both agree that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Yom Hanav Kula Aser Midiraisa, because Ad Etzem Yom Hazeh means Ad Vad Bechlau. Okay. Two white lines down, the Gemara says, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Achli Chadash, Beorsa, Deshitzar, Nagi Shivsa. They would eat the Chadash in Chutzlart in the night of the 16th, leading to the 17th. What does that mean? So just read a little bit in the Gemara, then we'll go through Rashi. Kesavri chadash b'chutz la'aretz dirbanan. They felt that chadash is only aser, chutz la'aretz only a dirbanan level. Ulisveika lo chashinu. And because of a suffix, dirbanan, we're not choshish. Meaning, the night of the 16th, into the 17th rather, what happens is, after the 16th, we know it goes into the 17th. So let's say, to be clear, Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon is Sunday. Sunday, daytime is, Matzah Shabbos is Leil Seder. So Sunday is day one Yom Tov. Monday is Chol HaMoed, and Tuesday is second day Chol HaMoed. So Monday night, they would eat chadash, going to the 17th. Now, isn't there a suffix that maybe that's really the 16th, and they're eating too early? There's a unclear which of the 16th or the 17th. So they wait until the 17th, and they weren't concerned that maybe it's really the 16th where it's usher to eat, because since the din of chadash is only derbanan in chutz la'aretz, and it's a suffix of the yoma, so suffix derbanan l'kula, they could rely on eating it Monday night, and not be choshish that really it's a 16th as opposed to the 17th. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan debay Rav Ashi, the Talmidim of the base medrash of Rav Ashi, achli b'tzafra d'shivsar. They would eat in the morning of the 17th. So in our case, they would eat on the 17th, the Tuesday morning in our case. Why? Kesavi chadash b'chutz la'aretz deraisa. The din deraisa. So maybe the 17th is really the morning of the 16th. And so the choshish on that. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midirban kamar. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says you have to wait the whole day. That was only a din derabanan. They understood for Hiskins only a din derabanan. But midiraisa, you only have to wait until the morning. So really, Mirka, then you have to wait till the morning of the 16th. But since in the Chutz La'aretz, you don't know if the 17th is the 17th or the 16th. So you have to wait an extra day to the following morning to eat it. And v'chi takin le yom hanav, when he said his takana to wait the whole day, that was only on a vaday day, on the 16th in Eretz Yisrael. But the Sveika in Chutz La'aretz, that if you were not sure if the 17th is the 16th or the 17th, there he was ever misakin to wait a full day, lo tikin, he didn't make such a takana. So again, there are two points going on. There are a few different permutations. One is whether Chalas Chutz La'aretz is deraisa derabanan. Safek deraisa l'chumra l'kula. Number two is whether or not Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds it's a din deraisa, you have to wait the whole day, or din deraisa is really only the morning, and the kula day is only a mid din derabanan. So those are different factors that are coming to play here.
It's not to say to wait till the end of the 17th. You were mocked on both points.
Exactly. This next opinion here. If you hold that Chutz is deraisa, and Rabbi Yochanan's also deraisa, you have to wait until the end of the 17th. Exactly. That's his third opinion of Ravina. Amr Avina Ravina says, Amr li aim avucha, the mother of your father, taught me that lo hava achil chadash, he didn't eat, ela ba'orta de shivsa, the night of the 17th, where all strikers are gone, nugget tamamse, going to the 18th, so really Tuesday night in our case, that would be the heter, the savrala krib Yehuda, that the yom kula aser, yom hanaf kula aser is deraisa, and also chayish de sveka, because he holds chalas chutz laretz, is a din deraisa. Chadash chutz laretz, rather, is a din deraisa. Okay. The Mishnah tells us now, Ha'omer hayamatir b'medina, when the carbon omer is brought on first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and chaga omer, yom hanaf, they would be matir all chadash that were in the Medina. All wheat becomes mutter. And shteh lechem b'mikdash. And when it comes to the base of mikdash, you have to wait for the shteh lechem. Because we know the carbon omer is that of barley. So the barley doesn't have the ability to permit chita in the base of mikdash. You have to wait until the shteh lechem, which comes from a chita, that is what permits all the chadash in the base of mikdash. So again, carbon omer permits us to eat chadash, and shteh lechem permits chadash in the base of mikdash, which is again shteh lechem is shavuos. So ein mevi'in, Mishnah says ein mevi'in menachos bikurim u'minchas behema kodem laomer. You can't bring any menachos, any flour of the chadash before the carbon omer. Im hevi, if a person accidentally brought chadash for menachos before the omer, it's possible. Kodem shteh lechem lo yavi. Also, a person shouldn't bring any chadash before the shteh lechem either. But im yuhavi kasher, if a guy b'dieved brought from chadash before the omer, rather before shteh lechem, after the omer, before shteh lechem, meaning during sfiras omer, the guy brings chadash accidentally, we accept it. Chadash before omer is possible, but chadash between sfiras omer b'dieved would be acceptable. It's like, well, what's the difference? Why before omer is it possible, but before shteh lechem it's kasher b'dieved? Asks the Gemara. Yaser Rav Bitar from the kakashilei. Ma bein kodem laomer, where we say it's pasul, le kodem shteh lechem, where we say it's kasher b'dieved. So Amar lefanav Yehuda bar Nechemya, he says to them, lo, does it not make sense? Im amr is kodem laomer, shekein lo hutter michlalo, etzel hedyo. Before the omer, it's not permitted to anyone. No one kiti chadash, not even the hedyo kiti chadash. That's why it's unacceptable. It's pasul. Tomer kodem shteh lechem, you're going to tell me before shteh lechem, shehutter michlalo, etzel hedyo. Where at least the Medina, the Hedyot, is allowed to eat during Sfiras Omer, we can eat a Chadash. So that's why in the Beis HaMikdash, it would be acceptable b'dieved. Meaning, since for the Hedyot, we're allowed to eat during Sfiras Omer Chadash, so Beis HaMikdash, b'dieved, we would accept it as well. Isn't that a very sensible explanation, a chilek, between Kodem Omer and Kodem Shteh Lechem? So Shasak, Rabbi Tarfon went silent. He had nothing to respond here. So this was a guy, Yehuda Bar Nechemya. It didn't seem like he was a Rav at all. Tamar Chacham. So Tzavu Panav Shereb Yehuda. Now we add the word Rebbe Yehuda here. I'm not sure Rebbe should be there. Before his name wasn't Rebbe. Now we have the word Rebbe here. I don't know. Tzavu Panav Shereb Yehuda ben Nechemya. He became very proud. He was like, I just knocked out Rebbe Tarfon. Amalo Rebbe Kiva, who's a dear friend of Rebbe Tarfon, says, and we've known Rebbe Kiva is known to be saying these types of things. That doesn't seem in his nature. He said, Yehuda Tzavu Panecha Sheshavte Zaken. You're so happy you bested Rebbe Tarfon. Timahani, I'll be in tremendous wonder im tarich yamim, if you have a long life. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, also Perak Prasa Pesachaya. That conversation took place a few days before Pesach. Kishalish Latzer, so when I went Shavuos, Shalti Achar, I wanted to know where Yehuda ben Nechemya was, just 7 weeks later. And Heichan Hu, where is he? I'm really, they told me, Niftar v'halichlo, he died. So within those 7 weeks from the klala of Rabbi Kiva, he passed away for showing disrespect or for showing perhaps gaiva and arrogance for being proud of beating Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, that's a side point. So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, ledivra Yehuda ben Nechemya, according to his words, nisachim bikurim shekrivim kodim laomer kisherim. So if a person brings any wine or fruits before the omer, that would be kosher as well. Pshita, of course, why would you think not? What does chadash and yashin have anything to do with the fruits? The chadash and yashin only apply to grains; it doesn't apply to fruits. So, of course, if you bring it before the omer, you're allowed this kasher. So, Gemara is about the same. And what would you think? Hasim hu dehuter michal etzah hedyo. Here, by the case of the hasim, is which case now? So the mincha by the shteh lechem there, ihutim michlalo, it's a hedyo, that since by a hedyo, at least we could eat chadash during sfiras omer, so that's why we accept the chadash for the carbon, b'dieved. But Bikurim is not permitted to anyone before the Omer. So Gemara says it's very strange. Havamina Kamash Malam Kol Shekin certainly Shehachadulah Litzar Klal. Meaning there was never an Isser of bringing Nesachim. There's no Chadash, there's not even Shayach for Nesachim and Bikurim to even speak of this. So that's why it's not Usser to be Mutter in the first place. So certainly it's permitted. So it's a very strange Havamina and Kamash Malam. And therefore, again, this din is not Shayach at all to Bikurim.
But the Mishnah says you can't bring Bikurim before Omer. Just it's not an Isser, but it's not advisable.
That, I guess we see a concept there that Bikurim, how do you deal with that? It's a good question. I'm not sure. When is the Gemara going to address this?
So the sheet that brings to the bottom here that the Mishnah is talking about Bikurim Shel Tefuah. It has to be matured by Omer. And here we're talking about Bikurim of Yayin.
Fruits. I mean, Bikurim comes from the Shivas Aminim. So we know Shivas Aminim, there's Chita and Sa'ora. So the Mishnah is talking about Bikurim of Chita and Sa'ora. That can't be brought until it's been Mutter. But as opposed to this Gemara is talking about Bikurim of the other five Minim, that doesn't need a Heter at all. That's Mutter on its own right. Okay, Gemara now says, quotes in the Mnemonic here, Seder, Hansa, Gali, Peel, Simen, Fine. Boy, Rami Bar Chama asks the following question. Shtei lechem mahu shiatiru shlo kesidrim. Could shtei lechem permit the wheat in the out of order? What does it mean out of order? So the Gemara says, I'll say outside and we'll read it inside. Normally the way it works is that the chita, to be mutter in the Beis Mikdash, has to experience a carbon omer as one matter and then shtei lechem in that order. But let's say you have a case where first the shtei lechem is matir and then the following year's carbon omer is matir. Let's say something that grew in between Sfiras Omer, that didn't experience a carbon Omer yet. So first experienced the She'alechem, and then experienced the following year's carbon Omer. So is that going to be Mutter as well? So see that inside. Hei Chidam, Kegon Dizarinu Bein HaOmer L'She'alechem, where it's planted, you planted wheat seeds between Omer, carbon Omer and She'alechem, which means between Pesach and Shavuos. The Chalaf Alayu She'alechem, and it went through, it passed through the Heter of She'alechem first, and the Omer was the following year a carbon Omer. So now my Kesidrim Sharyam, Shlo Kesidrim Lo Sharyam, is the Heter of Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash only when it's in order, or even, but not in order doesn't work. Odilma Shlo Kesidrim Nami Sharyam, or perhaps even out of order, would also serve as a proper Matir for the Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Amar, Rabba says, Toshma, Vim, Takriv Minchas Bikurim, if you go and deposit imtaki minchas bikurim, the minchas omer, kasev, person brings minchas bikurim, it's referring to the carbon omer. Mehechan ba, where do you bring the carbon omer from? Minas ta'orim, you bring it from the barley. Ata omer minas ta'orim. A person says, you think it comes from the barley. Oh, ain't ele minachit, maybe you really should bring the carbon omer from wheat. Rabbi Eliezer omer, no, can't be. It says, Nemar aviv b'mitzrayim. The word aviv is mentioned in the context of Mitzrayim. And in that pasuk, I'll read on the side here, it says, Vapishta vaseora nukasa kia seora aviv vapishta givol. So it says aviv with the word seora in Mitzrayim. And back to the Gemara, Nemar aviv l'doros. So the aviv, it says, in the future generations, referring to the carbon omer, it's affiliated with the word aviv. It says, Im takriv minchas bikurim la'ashem aviv. So we have a gezer shava. Ma aviv ha'amor bi Mitzrayim. It says seorim like we just read. It says the word seora. So af aviv, so too by the gezer shava. The aviv ha'amor l'doros here in the context of carbon omer also has to be seorim. So we have a gezer shava that carbon omer comes from seor. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Matzinu Yachid Shemevi Chovasa Min Achitim. We find that a Yachid brings a Chov as personal requirement from Chitim, the Chovasa Min Asaor, and he brings it from barley. So we have sometimes a Yachid can bring Chitim, sometimes he can bring Saora. Vitzibar also, Shemevin Chovasa Min Achitim, he brings sometimes from wheat, that's the She'alechem. Umevin Chovasa Min Asaor, and sometimes the Tzibar brings from a Saora. So we have this parallel of every permutation. Yachid bring Chitim and Saora, and Tzibar bring from Chitim and Saora. Now Rabbi Kiva says, "Vim ata omer that shemivin chavasa minachitim." Now, Vim ata omer ba minachitim. If you're going to say that the carbon omer also comes from chitim, so then lo matino tibur shemivin chavasa minasorim. We're not going to find any example. There's no other example where tibur were being sora. And apparently, Rabbi Kiva's assumption was we have to have every box checked here. So then you don't have a tibur bringing a sora. So in order to fill every box, it must be then that the carbon omer comes from Seor. So that's the Raya of Rabbi Kiva. And then finally, the Gemara says another brayse, and I have to bring it back to our initial question. Davar acher, alternatively, imata omer ba minachitim ein shelachem bikurim. So if you're going to say that the omer comes from the chitim, so then ein shelachem bikurim, the shelachem won't come from bikurim. Bikurim means the first fruits of the year. So that means that the first chita that's going to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bikurim should be used for Shelechem. But if you're telling me now that the Omer also comes from the Chitim, so it's not going to be considered Bikurim anymore for Shelechem. It's already considered all once used before. It's not the first fruit of that year for Shelechem. So in order to fulfill the din of Shelechem Bikurim, it must be that the carbon Omer comes from that of Seorin and not from Chitim. So that's the Braisa, how we know the carbon Omer comes from Seorin. What's the question? We're trying to figure out the answer right now of whether or not She'alechem and Karben Omer can be Matir Chadash Shelo Kesidrin. So now the Gemara says, Vim is if it's really true, the She'alechem Shelo Kesidrin Sharyan, if it's really true, you could do it out of order. So then, Mishkachas La, the Makriv Omer, so let's pay attention now carefully here. So you could now have a case where you could bring Chitin for Omer, and you could still have the Shelechem be considered Bikurim. Meaning, even though both Karban Omer and Shelechem are both from Chitim, you could have a scenario where Karban Omer is Chitim of the previous year, and the Shelechem is from the Chitim of this year, so it would be considered Bikurim. So Gemara explains. Again, Mashkachas La, the Makriv Omer, Mehonach, you could bring the Omer, Mehonach de Ashris Kodim Shelechem, from those grains that took root before Shelechem, Ubasar haOmer dishtaked, and from the Omer of and after the Omer of last year, and then Shelechem mihanoch daashish kodim laOmer dehashta ubasar Shelechem dishtaked. So I'm not sure if you follow that again. The Omer comes from that which took root from last year's Shelechem, and after this year's Omer. No, I'm saying last year's Omer. So. One second here. Let's get that one more time here. That he was makriv the omer of from the that which took root before She'alechem and after the omer of last year. Fine. So it took root after last year, and then you're bringing it out for this year's carbon omer. But the She'alechem from this year now can be brought mehanoch da'ashish kodem laomer da'asha. That which took root of this year's omer. This year, took root of this year, and you're bringing it, and after last year's She'alechem, in which case you're bringing this year's fruits for Bikurim. So in other words, you're taking Omer from last year, again, I want to make this clear. Okay, what's going on, it follows. You have now something that grew between last year's Sfiras Omer, during Sfiras Omer, so it's right before Shavuos. So experience She'alechem, and then experience Karben Omer of this year, that's being used for this year's Karben Omer Chitin, and that's called last year's wheat, though. And then for the She'alechem, you're taking something that took root right before this year's Karben Omer, and then you bring it for She'alechem, so you're bringing Bikurim of this year. Karben Omer is of last year's wheat, and the She'alechem is of this year's wheat. And it's considered Bikurim. So if it's really true, you're allowed to have things out of order, so then you could use last year's again, right before She'alechem, and then this year's Omer, it's out of order, that's mutter for Karben Omer, and then you could still accomplish Bikurim for She'alechem. And that's why you could have both karbanos coming from chitim and having still bikurim for she'alechem. Now, the fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that must be that you're not allowed to take that which took root before she'alechem and then the omer because shelo kesidron doesn't work. It's a little hard to understand, but that's what it's saying. Hopefully, it was somewhat clear.
You should have grown like a certain amount before she'alechem, like before Shavuot, to be considered.
It has to grow.
Be like two-thirds that we've learned before.
Exactly, right? whatever that threshold is.
You can't plant
correct.
It 3 days before Shavuos and say, okay,
correct.
No, it's already...
has to take root and grow a certain amount. So assuming it got to that point, you have 7 weeks,
so
you do the day after Pesach.
Right after Pesach.
Right. So whatever that threshold is, it reached that right. threshold, and it was a mutter through the She'alechem, and then this year's right. carbon open. So Gemara says, that's not a good raya. Mi savras, do we really hold Bikurim Lepiri Karminan? The Mizbeah Karminam, are we saying the fruits, the new Bikur means in terms of fruits, that this year's Bikurim versus last year's Bikurim? No. Bikurim means the first of this year's Mizbech. Is the Mizbech going to take Chita for the first time or not? We don't care when the Chitim. It could be Chita from 5 years ago. But which is, we want the She'alechem to be the Bikurim of this year, to be the first Karban to accept the Chita. We don't care when the Chita comes from. We're talking Bikurim of the use in the Beis HaMikdash. The first time the Bikurim, the first time any Chita is being used, must be for She'alechem. Even though you want to use for Omer, if you use it for the Omer, it's going to no longer make the She'alechem considered Bikurim. So the Gemara then says, "V'ha achilam mizbeach mipir da ha'hashata." And we see from this that since the mizbeach is eating from the two of this year, it's considered it's not considered bikurim anymore. And that's like where
ends.
Since you already used for the omer, right, it won't be considered bikurim.
If you use
chitim, and therefore omer must come from the sarum. Okay.